Or Pot of Gold Grow.
Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples talking with Stephen Metzger, Assistant Planning and Zoning Enforcement Officer. We also have Peter Clark, Public Works Director in Pottawatomie County, and Commissioner Travis Altenhofen from District 3. Continuing our conversation here about the Green Valley Governance Plan here. And let's go over those dates again for the following meetings. There's one tomorrow.
Yep, there's one tomorrow night. It's on the schedule. It's for Eagles Landing, but you know, if you live outside Eagles Landing and you're interested, feel free to come. I'm not going to, you know, turn you away at the door if I find out you don't live in Eagles Landing. But it's at 7 o'clock at the Green Valley Community Center. And then Monday, April the 1st, same time, same place, 7 o'clock, Green Valley Community Center is the last neighborhood meeting that we have scheduled right now. So, again, if you're interested, you haven't been to one of the previous four, but you would like to ask questions, you would like to hear what we've had to say, by all means, come. You know, we haven't had a situation where that the big room in the community center has been full, so there's always room for more people. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Is there, in the meetings you've had here, have there been any questions that you haven't heard get asked that surprised you or anything like that?
Well, a lot of them, they always tend to surprise me, but the one that during the town hall kind of I hadn't ever thought about was utilizing Pott County State Lake Number 2 more as the available green space down there. That to me seems like a great idea. You know, the green space is right there. It's within, you know, biking or walking distance for a lot of folks. And so utilizing that as part of the land use plan is a great thing. As part of the governance plan, something like 80%, 80, 85% of our questions fell under three categories. What will this cost? What can this particular governance option do? And why I do or don't like this particular option. And so most of the questions that we've received at the neighborhood meetings have centered around that. Although somebody did ask if our zip code would change. And you know, that's an interesting question that we didn't have an answer for. So, but yeah, mostly they've been centered around that cost and what these options can do in particular.
I'm curious, and not living over there, where do people get their services from? Is it contracted out or?
It's a hodgepodge, I guess, of services. So sewer is provided by the Blue Township Sewer District, which the county operates. Water is – they pay Rural Water District 1 every month, but the Water District contracts with the City of Manhattan for that service. Fire is done by the Blue Township Fire District Number 5, or Pott County Fire District Number 5. EMS, sheriff, those are all county services that are provided everywhere. Green space, you know, if they've got like a playground or something in their neighborhood, that's done by their HOAs, their individual HOAs. So when they pay their HOA dues every year, every month, that's going to help fund and maintain those parks in their neighborhoods. So,
okay. Well, obviously it's going to be interesting to see what happens as this continues to be a hot topic.
Yeah, very much so.
For Pottawatomie County. Let's move on here. I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, the meeting last week in Wamego. Travis, do you have any more information on that? I know they're working on a truck bypass out there.
Yes. So the last, well, probably 10 years, there's been discussion on finishing essentially what was the first project back in, I believe, 2007 when they did Balderson Avenue. And so this will connect with Valley Street over to Highway 99. And so it will put in a truck bypass and also provide access for Caterpillar work tools there in Wamego, access onto Highway 99 with their big equipment in that. And so the state in the last year has issued a grant for $3.4 million. And then the city of Wamego and the county have reached an agreement to fund splitting half and half for 50-50, the remainder cost of the project. And the cap for the county is up to $750,000 for this project. And so our meeting last Monday was we've gotten down to the details, dotting the I's and crossing the T's with the written formal contract. And in that contract, in paragraph 19, the county had added language to have a number of roads that in the past had not ever been annexed formally by the city that abut the city of Wamego. And so I believe there were six different roads, correct, Peter?
Yeah, there were six different stretches of road that that abut the city limits in some manner.
And so we've been working on trying to reach an agreement on getting those formally taken care of. And so our meeting on last Monday night was in regards to that paragraph 19 and these six streets that need annexed. And from that meeting, the city primarily wanted that language taken out. And so we ended up taking out the language. But in the process, with a gentleman's agreement, the city of Wamego has started taking steps to annex or make official or annexation the roads except for 6th Street, which was a point of contention by the city. And so that road has been we've kicked the can down the road essentially on trying to find a solution for that road and getting it annexed into the city.
This all boils down to who has to pay for it.
That's right? Exactly right. Okay. Who funds it. And so so that 6th Street will stay, as of now, part of the county's responsibility. And so,
okay. Well, do you anticipate maybe that's something you'll bring back then maybe next year or something like that?
It's something that's not going to go away. I'm trying not to get my blood pressure too much up here. It's something that we need to address, and it's something I think that's highlighted a problem around the entire county is making sure that when cities expand in that we do have a formal process of making sure that we're all on the same page on how these get addressed in that. And I think it has shown some light to that we do have a problem there, and we need to find more of a formal working agreement that works for all and is respective to all county residents and not just that specific area or, you know, the city of whichever city it may be. And so I think it's something we can grow on, but it needs addressing, I guess.
All right. As far as, you know, anytime you put a truck bypass anywhere, sometimes those can be controversial, but it sounds to me like, you know, Wamego's in favor of this. How is it going to impact maybe the traffic of you know, the big trucks, especially that come into Pottawatomie County?
It'll just send them, instead of going down Main Street, they'll go through the truck bypass and really should have no impact on anyone. It should make for a safer community.
All right. More efficient.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Pottawatomie County Government after this on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.